You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you, Tuesday, January the 16th. With my man Mark Narducci, we're going to talk about yesterday's game, Martin Luther King matinee, between the 76ers and the Toronto Raptors. Now, Mark, the Sixers won 117 to 111. It was their first win against the Raptors, and first time in five games. They are now 2-20 against the Raptors since the 2013-14 season, since the beginning. So this was a huge win for the 76ers.
There's no question about it, Keith. I thought the Raptors did not really come to play for three quarters, and it showed. Then they got invested in the game in the fourth quarter. I mean, they were down by 21 late third, got it down to one with a little over 3 minutes to go on that DeRozan pull-up jumper. And then the Sixers showed a little something. As you know more than anybody, they've had a lot of trouble closing out games, especially against good teams. They were able to do it this time, although there were some anxious moments.
There was like six technicals in this game. There were two altercations. Let's say the big one was between Kyle Lowry and Ben Simmons with 6.5 seconds left. The other one occurred in the second quarter between T.J. McConnell and DeMar DeRozan. Now, the one between Kyle and Ben was serious. I mean, it got to a point where, you know, I felt like they were going to go to blows. Now, I don't know if Ben felt that way. I mean, I feel like Ben, you know, was saying stuff and he really didn't care about it. He was nonchalant. But looking at Kyle Lowry looked like he wanted to fight him.
Well, I'll just say this. Ben has a sizable size advantage. I don't care. I wouldn't mess with Kyle Lowry. I think pound for pound, inch for inch, he's one of the toughest players in the NBA.
Yeah, he's tough. But to Ben's credit, you know, he's not backing down. You know, people are coming at him.
Right.
And he's not backing down. And yeah, Kyle is tough. But to Ben's credit, he's not backing down. And the thing is, I wonder, like, you know, right now, Kyle, what is he saying, you know, right about this time, you know, like a day later, is he thinking like, you know what, I have to respect that guy. Because if that was me a couple years ago and knowing Kyle, who he is, he's a guy who wouldn't back down. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
You know, it's interesting. Before the game, we were talking to Kyle. And he was just effusive in his praise of Ben Simmons. He was saying what a great young talent he is and how he can finish with either hand near the rim and how he's just going to be a handful for a long time. So he certainly had the respect for him as a player. But as you mentioned, there was no love lost there out in the court.
And you know what? I hate to – I mean, not to change the subject, but I hate talking to players – before the game about players on the opposing team and coaches. I mean, you think about it. I remember when the Sixers were losing 26 straight, and you would go in there and you would talk to the opposing team and opposing coach, and they always
gushing with praise.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, we hope we're not the 26. I mean, you know, the 27, or we hope this.
Brett Brown has them playing hard.
They're playing hard. I mean, and it's like, you know what I mean? And then it's like to a point where you're resting your star players and you're still winning by 30. So, you know what I mean? Like, whenever I hear people, like, gushing with praise, a lot of times I'm like, are they just saying, okay, they're asking me about this dude, I'm going to help them fill out the notebook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, Ben Simmons is a great player.
Right.
But typically, I just never was one of those guys who really got into that. You know what I mean? Now, if it was, like, a former teammate, or if it was a guy who you really know or something like that, okay.
Yeah.
But then if someone you never played again, I never got into it. That's just me. Okay, you looking at this, do you think this is something the Sixers can build upon?
Well, yes, and here's the reason, Keith. Entering this game, they were 0-8 against the top three teams in the Eastern Conference, Boston, Toronto, and the Cavs. So, first of all, to be able to hold off a team and to be able to beat a good team, it's got to help them. And especially, and you were in London with them after they squandered a 22-point lead to the Boston Celtics. So you wondered where their confidence was and everything. To their credit, they came out strong, had a 9-point lead in the first quarter, and I think they could build on it. But this season is so many ups and downs and peaks and valleys. You just never know.
Yeah, that's true. The thing is, now they still – this was the first or the second game of a tough stretch. Like, the first one was Boston.
Yep.
Then you have this one. And then they go to Boston on Thursday. And then they have Milwaukee at home. This is going to be – this is a good one to build upon. But at the same time, I think, like you alluded to, Toronto came in sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Thinking that they were going to get them. I don't think Boston is going to do that against the 76ers.
No, I don't. But what I liked, and it's something that I wrote about for Philadelphia Inquirer, philly.com, is the fact that I liked their approach today. Joel Embiid, who had zero offensive rebounds last game against Boston and was just floating all around the three-point area, they decided, and they started early, let's post him up, let's not mess around. And he was, even though he did still attempt five threes, of which he made just one, he was down in the blocks a lot more, Keith, and I think that's obviously when he's most effective.
And also something else that really worked well for him is, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are the superstars of this team.
Yeah.
Everyone else, no matter how much we hype them up, they're supposed to be role players on this team. They combined to score the first 20 points. The Sixers were up 20-14 at it,
Right.
So, and then, they take them out, and then J.J. Redick hits a three. This and that. But, you feel like it the way you saw. It seemed like they went away from that a little later on. But for this team to be as good as they're saying they're going to be, and these two to be the all-stars, they have to do that.
Yeah, and I thought it was important that they did come out, and that was a good point that you made about scoring the first 20. I think it's important that they did that, especially in the get the aftertaste of that Boston game out of their system. One thing, though, you have to be worried about if you're a Sixer fan, J.J. Redick went off the court.
Yeah.
We're not sure the severity of his injury, but, man, the way he just opens things up with his three-point shooting, if he's out for any extended time, that would be a major loss.
It would be a huge loss because the thing about it is, in order for the Sixers, when they're playing well, you have to get contribution from J.J. Redick, Robert Covington,
yep,
or Dario Saric. Like, two of the three have to have okay games. If one of them does well and the other two struggles, you're going to be in for a long night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it seems like J.J., of the three, he's the one that is going to have the best game. He's the second leading scorer on the team.
Yeah, no question about it. One thing I'd like to say about Covington, and I know it was a team effort and they switched off a lot and they gave him help, but he did a pretty nice job on DeRozan, who I just feel is, at that superstar status already. He's a three-time All-Star. He's a lock to be a four-timer. Shot 8-for-18. I said he had a quiet 24. And Covington was a plus 14, which was the best for the Sixers. So I thought he had kind of an under-the-radar or underrated game. His offense has still been inconsistent, I think, but the defense is there.
Yeah, you're right. Covington did do a solid job. But, hey, Mark, I want to thank you for joining me today, and I want you all to log on tomorrow. I promise I'll have a podcast tomorrow. All right. Thank you, and have a great day. And thanks for joining me.
Hey, Mark. My pleasure, Keith.
All right.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.